Hay un hombre en España que lo hace todo. Hay un hombre que lo hace todo en España. Es el que escribe las canciones de la radio, el que te sirve las copas, el que te vende el diario. Hay un hombre en España que lo hace todo. Hay un hombre que lo hace todo en España. Es el que te coge los bajos del pantalón. Era el cura que te dio la primera comunión. Hay un hombre en España que lo hace todo. Hay un hombre que lo hace todo en España. Es el que escribe todos esos libros. Es el crítico literario más leído. Hay un hombre en España que lo hace todo. Hay un hombre que lo hace todo en España. Es el genio visionario que se inventó el Colacao. Es el dueño de Forlasa y es secretario de Estado. Hay un hombre en España que lo hace todo. Hay un hombre que lo hace todo en España. Es el que pone anchoas dentro de las aceitunas. Es amante de la infanta y lo es de más de una. Hay un hombre en España que lo hace todo. Hay un hombre que lo hace todo en España. Traduce los artículos de Le Monde Diplomatique. Es el que hace los masajes en Masajes a Mil. Hay un hombre en España que lo hace todo. Hay un hombre que lo hace todo en España. Se inventa los debates que hacen en Antena 3. Es cajero de Ikea y es teniente coronel. Hay un hombre en España que lo hace todo. Hay un hombre que lo hace todo en España. Es el que redacta y responde las encuestas. Es el gilipollas que reparte las becas. Hay un hombre en España que lo hace todo. Hay un hombre que lo hace todo en España. Es el que programa el Teatro Real. Es la máxima autoridad en derecho penal. Hay un hombre en España que lo hace todo. Hay un hombre que lo hace todo en España. Es el que ha pintado en todas las esquinas. Otro mundo es posible y menos policía. Hay un hombre en España que lo hace todo. Hay un hombre que lo hace todo en España. Es el hombre que da todas las propinas. Es un verdadero artista. Os voy a dar una pista. Os voy a dar una pista. Hay un hombre en España que lo hace todo. Hay un hombre. Que lo hace todo. Hay un hombre en España.
Well, I've talked about Vancouver. I would have invented Scrabbling.
What's Scrabbling?
Scrabble and bowling.
So
you take the Scrabble game to the bowling alley, and I haven't worked out how many games of each you have. But you have maybe, you start with probably bowling, because if not, I think it was strange that someone just turned up with Scrabble and started playing Scrabble. So you start playing bowling, you have one game, you'll sit down to the bar and you have a game of Scrabble. Okay. And maybe you have two games of each and then add all the scores up and see who's the winner. The beauty of it is that bowling scores and Scrabble scores are not too far apart.
Bowling scores are really, really high, aren't they?
No, if you're the best you can get in bowling is 330.
Okay.
And if you got that in Scrabble, you'd be amazing. And if you got that in bowling, you'd be amazing. So it's about the same, I think. I normally get about 100 plus in both. Yeah.
Okay. I know, I'm a decent bowler. I normally score like high 100s.
So right, really?
Best 200.
Right, well then you're going to be a shoo-in. Maybe you can be on my team.
Yeah, I'm not very good at Scrabble.
Well... You know, we can. I just have to teach you some of the cheat words that Philip uses.
What was the one that we used last time? Boltings. Doesn't exist, does it?
Who did Boltings?
Yeah.
Why not?
Boltine.
Boltine.
Yeah, but with an S.
Boltings.
You use Boltings in a sentence. The Boltings of the Titanic.
1819 Boltings. welcome back, Flock. Is this recording? It is.
Yeah, it looks all right. I see healthy peaks and lows.
Zenits and...
Oh, shit, we
Nadir's.
Nadir's, yes.
And we're back after a long summer. I was quite looking forward to this show.
Dude, it's been a good, healthy 3 months.
A lot of music to get through, but I don't think we're going to have time to get through much of it because it's all about the BAM in today's show.
BAM.
Well, and plus the other song that of bands that are coming through this month. That was Astrid, wasn't it, to begin with?
It was Astrid.
Quirky little number.
Yeah, it's good. It's called Hay Un Nombre en España.
Mm-hmm.
And they are going to be playing this Thursday at Plaza Real at 11 o'clock. I've seen them live once. They were playing in a much different context. Now they're playing with something called the Colectivo Brosa.
Right.
And so I imagine that will probably be louder than you know, our more intimate affairs that they normally do.
Okay. Plaza del Rey. Plaza del Rey. Which one's that?
Plaza del Rey. That's the one behind Plaza de Real, up to the left.
Okay.
You know, around the... like near the cathedral.
Okay, yeah, all right, very good. All right then, so that's Dijon, that's Thursday at 11 o'clock. So you could see them, or you could go and see this next band.
Woo!
So that was the Tiki Phantoms to begin with. They're playing Plaza Real, like I said before, at the same time as Astrud. So I reckon the Surferos amongst you will probably be in attendance there.
What was the name of that song?
Muertos y Furiosos. They put on a great live show. They do a couple of good covers. They've got amazing suits. They've got a great look, great videos. They've got some pretty strong cuts that we could hear right there.
Yeah, it makes me think of Grim Fandango. You ever played that video game? Or
no.
A computer game?
No, never heard of that.
That was great. Just think of like if the Tiki Phantoms made an adventure game.
Right. I'll check it out. Maybe you can download it or something.
Yeah, I played it recently.
Oh, yeah?
As fun as when I was 9 years old.
Do you know, I met someone who this summer whose name escapes me, whose boyfriend is in the top 200 in the world at Street Fighter.
I think that might have been me. It's my brother-in-law.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
This often happens. I often tell people stories when they're involved.
It's okay, though. I prefer like the other version.
Rich.
I think that was the version with your boyfriend was the top 200 Street Fighter player in the world.
No, someone's boyfriend.
Ah, okay.
It was your sister's boyfriend.
There we go. Well, they're married now.
Sister's husband.
He's a keeper. All right, that was Columpio Asesino.
Yeah.
Which means a deadly swing. Another kind that you ride. And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, like we were saying before, they're from Navarra. They've been around for a while. This is off their new album, and the song was called Tordo. And songs typically are quite, I guess you could say, sinister in nature. And but they have something good going for them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they are playing on Friday at the Forum at the hour of midnight.
Yeah.
you hear me now?
Yes.
Are you sure? If I talk like this.
Okay, good, we're serious. We're back. And that was two more bands that you'd be well advised to check out. We're in Barcelona this weekend. Wasn't it?
I agree. The first one was Woo Life.
Yeah.
Their new LP called Fire on the Mountain is excellent. Not a dull song on it. And they self-released their record on the, what's it called, Lucifer Youth Foundation record label.
Right, that's what Woo Life stands for.
Well, what's the Woo part then?
World Unite.
World Unite against the use, or with the Lucifer Youth Foundation.
Something like that.
I dig it. And the name of the song is Heavy Pop.
Uh-huh.
That's what they describe themselves as. And I know, according to the website, they are tribal rock. But I don't know, it seems more majestic than tribal.
The one thing that really stuck out to me about this band is like the guy really is singing his heart out, isn't it? And there's no, while you listen to it, there seems to be no question about the commitment to the cause of this heavy pop, whatever it might be.
Oh, it's definitely a lot of authenticity going on there. And they're good at making their songs sound really dreamy, you know, at the same time.
It's that kind of way of recording and everything's not perfectly done, is it? It's got like a weird echo on it. And
yeah, well, that's the whole deal. They record their album in church or something,
that's
right?
What it said, yeah, in Ancoats in Manchester, near where my granddad was from, I think. And after that, Cuchillo, who local-ish band, is, I think, one of the lads, Basque, one's from here, one's from Sweden. And you'll be able to catch the psychedelic folk bandwagon on Saturday in the Macro Square, which I think is always a nice place to check out a show.
Dude, yeah, Ginja there last year was awesome.
The year before we saw that terrible band, Nana Cherry's new band, it was one of the worst.
I don't think I was there for that.
Right, okay.
I'm glad I missed it.
Yeah, bad times, it was raining as well.
I forgot to mention, Woo Life are also playing in the aforementioned place.
Okay.
But on Friday at 10:45.
That's going to be big.
Good time, dude.
And do you think there's going to be a lot of people out for that show? Do you think
for Woo Life,
on it are the indie kids?
I don't know. They're starting to get a lot of press, but I don't think it's going to be that crowded. So
no.
I think that's going to be a safe bet. You know, you can probably get a good spot and see an awesome live show.
remember means I'm stepping to the mic with lyrics quoted in December. The liquidator with the hardcore demeanors, busting out the perpetrators. I see through them like a zima, so I'm never caught between a hard place and a rock. Cause I kill my band, bareheaded like Mr. Squat. I told Chief not to start no beef. He tried to shoot me with his gun, I caught the bullet with my teeth. Cause I'm stronger than the bullets on the slit, smart liquor. Hitting up your cities with the alcoholic sticker. Cause I feel like busting loose. It's the wicked pain inflicted with the Mickey's deuce deuce. Dropping rhymes like a boulder on the 21 and older. Put your mama with my picture tattooed on the shoulder. So rap artists, get ready to rumble. Cause I got lyrics on my sleeve that slam harder than my tumble. I heard your demo tape, that shit was faker than a scam. Well, I've been dropping shit that make you say. Alcoholics got the beats that'll make you say. The alcoholics got the freaks that'll make you say. The alcoholics got the flows that'll make you say. My shit real low, cause every weekend I had a spin on the pillow. Watts, Willow, Brook, even shook when I took a fresh ass hook out my notebook. Da-da-da, I love sports. I even watch soccer in the crook on the tennis court. You try to tackle me, you couldn't make me fall. Cause I've been moving ahead since the day I learned to crawl. Y'all, oh shit, let me make a wish. I wish all the bunk MCs turned to fish. So I could just hook them, take them home and cook them. That's how I floss, go past the hot sauce. When I walk down the street, I leave my feet prints in the concrete. Cause I'm fat meaning I'm so complete. Like a freak on the elevator, I'ma fuck you up. It's the road with the inebriated flow. I hate the boast, but I'm the host of most. And I'm ghost, here's a toast to my people from coast to coast. Beats that'll make you say. Yeah, I'm got freaks that'll make you say. Yeah, I'm
Trev, that was my little bit of a mix for today's show for the Turtle.
Sounded that right?
Thanks. I don't really listen to it properly, but anyway, you know what we said, what we listened to sound okay. So first of all, King Midas Sound. That's a guy called, oh my God, I can't even remember his name, Kevin. Kevin to his mother. He's probably got a surname as well. Anyway,
he just goes by King Midas.
Kevin Martin.
Oh, that's boring.
It goes by the name The Bug, and when he does his really, really tough...
Oh, this is the Bug guy?
Yeah.
Dude, The Bug's awesome.
But this is a lot more mellow.
Of course.
Deeper sound. Something that we can check out on Saturday night at the Macba. And he's the last show at 12:30. After that, that was something a little, well, off BAM, we can call it, in that it's nothing to do with BAM and it's not even on the same weekend. But that was a remix by Lunas of the Alcoholics. Damn, you a fan of the Alcoholics?
Dude, they are awesome. Like, when I first started listening to, I guess you'd say, not commercial hip hop,
okay,
they were the first bands I really got into.
They were one of mine as well, I'd say. Yeah, I might go back and give one of their albums a listen. It was the second one that got me. It was 21 and Over was the first one, and the second one was something else.
That was another decade ago.
Disappeared.
Yeah.
Anyway, everyone go back and check out the Alcoholics, but plus Lunas, who's, it's unusual to see a sort of modern hip-hop, instrumental hip-hop producer sort of coming up.
Yeah, no, it's something like the genre, I wouldn't say it's dead, but it's gotten taken over by sort of mixing other stuff or using laptops all the time.
Sure.
And doing more mashup type of thing, but having it be more like, you know, I guess old school in that type of sense.
It's old school. It's not boring or traditional, but it's certainly, it's got an element of what we used to enjoy about hip-hop in it, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you can check him out at Disparamy. That's a club night at Apollo. And that's on the Saturday, the 1st of October. And finally, that strange sensation you may have had in your ears was Maria Minerva. And she's an Estonian girl based in London. And she does this type of what people call synthwave, which just sounds like the keyboards.
It sounds like the Kuto twins on the cassette tape.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
It's a weird sensation, the whole thing. It reminds me of Tori Moi, one of these other bands that we've been talking about recently on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And, they've got a different end, I suppose, haven't they? They're not trying to rock you out or make you move or anything.
It's sort of like a combination of like ambient pop, but because they're well-constructed songs in the end, but they just don't have any of these like moments that get you hooked.
No, there's a couple of melodies on there, but...
You're supposed to just, like, write it out.
That's true. Anyway, you can check her out if any of you hear this tomorrow. Is it tomorrow? Tomorrow's Wednesday.
Yeah, tomorrow's Wednesday.
Right, you can see her tomorrow, 9:00 sharp at Miscellanea. I like it when we can talk about gigs that don't just happen at the same old places.
Yeah, dude, I haven't been to Miscellanea in over a year.
The last time we went, we were we formed half of the crowd, I believe, if you recall.
Ah, yes, and we were able to sit on the floor.
That was okay. I hope I can sit on the floor for Maria Minerva, to be honest. I like that about that space. But I certainly expect to see more people there this time. And it's a lovely space. They put positive, forward-thinking art events on there as well. And I suggest you find your way down there.
Me sobren paraules, agulla, fil de cosi, tisores, estufa, me sobren paraules, vermut, patates, olives, paraules molt curtes, pi, paraules molt llargues, esternocles, mastoideu, paraules molt fàcils, mamà, paraules difícils, obliquitat, i jo ja sé, me falten paraules per explicar què significa per jo, me falten paraules, uau. Diccionaris són plens de paraules gratis i certes, paraules d'amor senzilles i tendres. Ella tenia dues llunes en tota sa cara, les obria i les tentava, i tenia ses dues cares de sa lluna, una blanca i l'altra obscura. Me sobren paraules, però no tenc res a dir. Te dava, bitufo, me sobren paraules, d'aquí 2 anys me retir. Paraules molt lletges, nyo, paraules molt guapes, lapislàtzuli, paraules provisionals amb els accents girats. Ella tenia 2 llunes en tota sa cara.
About music.
What do you think about Wookiee?
Let's see if we can get her speaking. Say something. That's what she said.
I agree completely.
Well, that was the last track, Wookiee, who Grey Mary was quite dismissive of, but I thought it did a good job. The Catalan producer, electronic dude.
Give him the benefit of the doubt.
We'll go and check him out, I reckon, won't we?
When is he playing, dude?
Well, you can see him on Friday night at 1 o'clock. We should make it to the forum by then.
Dude, I think Friday night's the night to go to.
You're going to... But then... Why? 3 o'clock? Laurie Mayer's is playing. Oh, that's at the forum, right.
As well.
We're going to be there the whole time.
Yeah, they're both playing there.
Is Laurie Mayer's any good, though?
No, not really.
Ah.
And so
I
think we'll be going crazy to Zombie at that time.
But that's 3 o'clock, it says, Laurie Mayer's.
Zombie as well.
Oh, right, that's...
And they're both two stages.
Exactly. So yeah, Wookiee sounds quite promising from what we can see. Mm-hmm. And before that, that was another Catalan act.
That was Antonio Font.
Oh, Mallorquins, aren't they? Something?
Exactly. They are kings over here. People are quite nuts about them. And I think it's well deserved. They write a lot of really, really good material.
Uh-huh.
And this is a song off their new album, and it's called Me Sobran Palabras.
Return someone made this easy, made this inevitable. So, for bringing me here, Bill Gates must die. Must die. Just don't say I'll never make it back intact. Teeny tiny little things keep pouring out of my machine. Just don't say I'll never make it back intact.
Okay, so that first song you heard, that little section was John Vanderslice, and the song was called Bill Gates Must Die.
Man with a statement.
Yeah, Steve Jobs tends to escape quite unscathed in these sort of attacks at corporate giants.
Yeah, I sense the tides are turning, though. You know, remember early 90s, Bill Gates wasn't a bad guy.
He was the bad guy.
Not until about 95, I would say.
Oh, okay.
When he really started to hate Bill Gates.
He's the biggest philanthropist in the history of the world.
Yes, history of mankind. No one has ever given more than him.
There's something to be said for that, I suppose.
Yeah, well, if you're the richest guy in the world, who else can beat you to it?
Were you listening to what that song was talking about?
Why do you have to put me on the spot like that?
I have to say, I don't know what I was talking about either. But, you know, I'm sure the flock at home can check it out if they're interested in the politics of this man.
Exactly. If you ever want to do an in-depth analysis of him, you have an opportunity this Saturday. Be sure to bring your notepads. He's playing at Plaza del Rey at 10:45.
Do you think that some of these musicians should stay out of politics?
I was talking about this the other night, and really, why do musicians need to talk about political issues? Or why does anybody need to talk about political issues, for that matter? I was watching news, and you have the typical thing where you go around the street and you ask people what they think about something.
Right.
And it's like, okay, ask a plumber about the economic crisis. Why would you ever ask an economist about your kitchen sink?
That's a very good point. Very good point. And equally, a musician is not always in the best position to talk about politics, nor is a footballer.
For example.
Although I do like it when footballers just, will say something a little bit out of the ordinary.
I think when anybody says something out of the ordinary, it's just amusing, but not to be taken seriously.
Right. But I suppose at the same time, you could say that possibly making young people interested in political issues that maybe they should have an interest in.
Yeah, I think if you can be an example and show that, hey, my opinion is justified, I've done my homework,
yeah,
that's great.
Right.
But if you can say I can throw my opinion out there just because I have a microphone in front of me.
Yeah, well said,
that's
Trevor.
Irresponsible.
You nailed it, Trevor.
Thank you. I feel proud now.
And more questions like that for on another occasion.
Can we talk politics now?
After the show, we will not talk politics either. We'll talk cats and possibly BizBaz. After that was Transam, a band who I recall getting a cassette of in my university days, and a band who it's... I think there's quite a few of these bands, generally from the States, who it's hard to tell if they're being serious or not, but they're doing both serious music and joke music at the same time, and very well.
I think teetering that line is a very hard thing to do.
Well, we in the criticism often levelled at the Americans is they lack a sense of irony, but I think they have a different idea of irony.
I think that I don't think we're very good at being subtle.
No. Right, wasn't a subtle song.
We're good at being hidden, but subtle, no.
So that was Transam, and the song was Future World. Come on up. Thank you.
what I need. Well, I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. Said I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. And if I share with you my story, would you share your dollar with me? I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. Well, I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. Said I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. And if I share with you my story, would you share your dollar with me?
I share with you my story.
Flack on this day of the turtle. That was Sonny Graves' remix of Grow by DeLorean. That's unreleased, so a bit of a treat for the flat. Sonny Graves is one half of Narwhal and a couple other bands, I believe. Well, top musician, in my opinion, one of the better, brighter lights in Barcelona, I would say. Bit of a curious mix, it's Venezuelan, English.
That's it.
Yes, so, you know, you don't meet many people of that sort of cocktail of genes, do you? But there you go, there's one of them. Great guy, and yeah, you can head down to Switch where you can find him programming the nights there, that Switch Bar in Gracia. After that, we had a Kingdom remix of a girl who's playing at the BAM as well. The girl's called Rita Indiana, and what she's playing with Los Misterios.
Ah, she's Dominican. She's from the Dominican Republic.
Apparently so, yeah. She plays electro merengue, according to the BAM Bumf. And she's playing, near Drasana, it's at a place called Plaza de Juan Corominas.
Friday at 11:30.
That'd nice. Be good, and that'd be good, and I reckon.
Yeah, dude.
And finally, after that we had Zombie. That was Natalia's song. Zombie has been through all sorts of sounds, but always sound pretty fresh. At the moment, it sounded quite pensive and deep, but before that, it sounded had a sort of really simply programmed 8-bit. Moment. I've got an EP of his that is just so basic that he doesn't even bother finishing the songs. He just gets them going and then stops them.
Enough done.
Yeah.
Next idea.
Yeah, exactly. So I quite admire the balls of the guy. What I don't really admire that much is the fact that he's known for not really turning up to gigs that he's supposed to be playing. So nobody be too disappointed if he's not there.
That happened last year as well, did it not?
Was it a Zombie?
It wasn't Zombie, but it was a...
It was Brackles.
Brackles, it cancelled.
Was it Brackles?
Yes.
Kigo played in his place, so anyway, that was a victory for him, yeah. But yeah, we hope to see Zombie at 3 o'clock on the Friday night down at the Electro Bam at the Forum. So let's wrap this thing up tonight, Trev, with the Off the Wall section.
Hells yes. Wall.
Maybe some of the flock will chant if we encourage them to do so in such a way.
We could turn this into a contest.
Which contest?
I don't know. Like, we should have people just know that on any given day of the month we will be watching your wall.
Uh huh. And what do they win?
What do they win? They win a turtle.
That's not right to give pets away as prizes. But maybe a mock turtle.
Exactly, a plastic turtle. But you have to still feed it, or else it dies.
Right, like a Tamagotchi turtle. So, if you're listening, Tom Dodd, you can claim your Tamagotchi turtle if you get holler at us by the end of the month. This is your song, Tom Dodd, and it's off Beirut's new album. We're big fans of Beirut on the program.
Of course. Always good quality material. And... it's called The Riptide.
It's the title track of the new joint, and it's called The Riptide, and let's roll. See you at BAM, Fluck. Thanks for tuning in.
Ciao.
This is the house we're on.